In documents WABE obtained through open records request, a drug prescription for Hill was sent to a compounding pharmacy. In an email dated July 9th, an unknown sender wrote the following to the Georgia Department of Corrections, quote, "Below I have provided how the prescription should be written," close quote. The document also includes Hill's social security number and date of birth. The prescription calls for 6 syringes of pentobarbital, each containing 50 milliliters of the drug. Some of the information has been redacted to protect the identity of the pharmacy. After reviewing the documents from the Department of Corrections, WABE legal analyst and criminal defense attorney Paige Pate says keeping the pharmacy a secret is troubling.
And that's the thing that makes me really concerned about the constitutionality of this new statute. I mean, you cannot prevent a court, ultimately a court, from compelling disclosure of this type of information. Because if you do have a legitimate challenge to the method of execution, you got to know the details of it.
Compounding pharmacies are licensed and regulated by state boards of pharmacies. However, there is a pharmacy compounding accreditation board, but pharmacies are not required to obtain an accrediting rating from the organization. In Georgia, there are 3 that are accredited under the Pharmacy Compounding Accreditation Board. Georgia Department of Corrections spokesperson Gwendolyn Hogan would not say whether or not its supplier was one of the 3. Hogan said that information was protected by the state's new law. When asked when the 6 syringes of pentobarbital would arrive, Hogan said for security reasons that information could not be revealed. Rose Scott, WABE News.